Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 6. Joe Duffy, have you contacted him? Turned him on your radio? Isn't he the specialist with the researchers? This is the Almighty speaking now. Ignore Joe Duffy at your peril. He's in there listening to every quarrel, holding the coats, picking the wigs up off Stephen's Green. RTE my arse, Joe's a law unto himself. When do the people get a more concerned listening? He's an attention seeker, attends to citizens, offers a soapbox. Hyde Park Corner has nothing on him. In another life, Liveline was a consistory of bearded seers, gathered to elect the bastard of the day. I'm not one you can speak with. I don't do two-way conversation. You are ever in my firing line. If you need a sympathetic platform to lean on, go to Joe. It's up to you to decipher whether that type of a Joe is your honest man from the inner city, the inner world of the outer man. Across the city, on the bank of the Lee, a well-heeled hostelry plies its trade, appeals to women. Discreet, no concrete, a network of feminine world changers meet, away from easy access to social media. Krishna Day is down to speak. Opus Day? It's hopelessly underground, may well be active in the Munster area. If it's an honest man you seek, look first where women chat. They often say they'd fancy a straight-talking man. Believe that. There are laptops here, no knitting needles, not gin and tonic. Enter the night, dressed in poetry, in case she'd be mistaken for an easy ride. Enter the night, undressed for bed. The 1 o'clock news suggests a new tax on poverty. Perhaps it was property. It was certainly something with a T. The moo cow came up the road, boring from hell, as if the burrin was after her, intending to rip off her udders for a bit of softening. Welcome, night. We've missed your presence all day. Now we're low on the feather pillow, about to extinguish the DJ from Montrose. You usher in dream time. Black magic chocolates, black magic woman. Back where you belong, carrying Luxembourg, Caroline and London, thinking of the hit parade, the fucker with the mouth we forgot about. Did he really shit under Heaney? Or was it Sweeney Todd? Didn't I see Donegal send first a scout, then a spy, and recently a sleeper? Who expects poets of the night to stick to the concrete, lightless rooms, stanzas to Kip in Yom Kippur or Keeper Hill? Delirium setting in. Saw that tree shiver, spotted starling land on branch, shaft of light on mind. The country's awash, and that doesn't mean clean. The money's devalued, the overdraft gone, a fig leaf collapsed, a hunger returned. Beyond in the park, a president sits. She's even prepared to save on the heating because the engine's cocked up, the builder abroad. The banker's still eating, faith of our fathers, but no one hails Mary. Harney left without cuddles. Our unions are marching with no lambeg drum. The piper's well buried, the notes have been said. It's not like a revolt or even parade. Patrick was wrong, the snakes are not gone. Garda Síochána, the fauna, the fauna. Bring back pioneers, we need to warn ya. Ha ha, did you see the sonnet coming? Over the horizon, down the valley, out of the limelight, into the blast. I've been holding back, restraining a comment. There's a certain amount of neglect a receptacle expects. I've been hoping you would write the starfish on the shores of Lissadel. Sligo needs an alternative to Yeats. If you're simply warming up on this page, you might display a bit of consideration for the poor muscles left behind. They at least expect to be mugged and feasted on, like many employers of the ravage. What of the marine biologist with his face televised, as his stubbled mouth vest was all at sea? a moleskin is beyond confinement. I certainly look for some of those haiku you've been hiding in your Twitter with Tweeple, clever little people, Innisfree, a social media island with world-class lapping shores. I better leave you to Brian Cowan. An all-might politician from Offaly, home of liver, twinned with kidney, tripe in the brand, sweetbread at hand, a born-again purse string saved from the bog so he could sit in the comfort of friends, be strong and decisive in front of the mirror. Let me introduce you to a golfer whose only handicap are clubs, tents, pubs, the suit you squeeze into to lead the general population if you set aside the trappings inside which such a gentleman operates, and ignore the exigencies of difficulties unfairly landed on the gilded platter from which such a girth is used to eating. I am giving leadership. Have you heard those words? Surely there are tears. I am the man. Wouldn't it make your heart burst with pride as went the Pope bent, prostrated himself on tarmac, laid by an excellent roadstone? Isn't this a person, a wifed individual, a family man who's done his toilet with all his clothes on? Doing nothing is not an option. Isn't that diamond? Doesn't it take blood of carmine to utter profound battle cries like that? Cowan is Wallace. If it was up to me, I'd show him, berry blood and all, a Celtic warrior naked into the Council of Ministers. A curse on both your houses, full of grommets, and you got to the puppets before I could spread out the images and prevent the rhymes overwhelming the music. Let's drink to our tribal chief, a throwback to maybe Cuchulain or Fionn or Albert Reynolds. Hail to the sleeping giant of Cowangate. It's pissing out there. Dogs like O'Dea, cats like Coughlin, hailstones on Doc Martin. If you can't laugh at the poor who've put themselves up on pedestals loaned by developers of fashion, you're fit for the monastery, provided there's funds left in the kitty after all the bills from shattered mines. Mines abounding. Meanwhile, in the local branch, in the ranch, the local branch of the Labour Party was planning to seize power through a permanent revolution of the lichen type. Central committee, backpackers' baggage, Trotskyist socks, lots of money on hairstyle they used to get by on Brill Cream. The panel are taking the Michael. Easy for them, they get paid in laughs, orchestrated by the prophet McWilliams. Noah's cousin, Moses's mate, himself a burning bush. The devil was not alone in the desert with Jesus. McWilliams was there, listening in, noting the terms of the deal. Jump down there and I'll give you the whole lot, if you simply say, development is God. Say it once and you'll be elected once. Say it twice, you'll be back with enhanced majority. Say it thrice and Bertie will resign. Longer than Thatcher. Bollocks the tribunals and retire to storytelling. End of chapter 6.